You're now listening to the Belief and Hustle podcast presented by Average is Failure. This is a podcast at the intersection of faith, work, and culture. I'm your host, Vaughn Edmead, aka Coach Vaughn. Now let's get it. Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is the Belief and Hustle podcast by Average is Failure. I am Vaughn Edmead, aka Coach Vaughn. I am the host of this podcast and the founder of Average is Failure. What we wanted to do with this podcast, as I've stated in other episodes previously, but maybe not to this extent, is we didn't only want to create products such as shirts and motivational shirts and reminders for people to put their best foot forward. But we also wanted to, or let me say, I wanted to give some tips and strategies around how to actually put your best foot forward. How do you actually live out some of the messaging that will be on our shirts, et cetera. Just as an initial note, for those who want to keep in touch, who want to see some of the things that we are planning to produce, go to Average is Failure on Instagram, and you can connect with us there. You can ask questions. You can suggest topics that you feel like we could be helpful in addressing on this podcast. And even if you don't want to ask any questions, you can just go on there, see some of the apparel that we plan on creating. I've already written a book, but there are some ideas and some plans for some future books. This is going to be the place where we at least do some initial learning. Maybe in the future we'll expand into maybe a coaching program. But I just wanted to give some, I wanted to use this as a chance to just give some general insights for those of you out there who are young adults, or for maybe even some late bloomers. We want to talk a little bit about, what does it look like when you put your best foot forward, especially when we're talking about the world of character development and the world of career development. It's probably going to be our central focuses. Let's jump in and begin. So I guess I know that I started with some other content to begin this podcast, which I think is still relevant, but I'm going to be laser focused in these initial stages of this podcast life on the topics that I just spoke about, career development, which will include some aspects of character development and personal development in general. Okay, but I really want to concentrate on, I just think that work and business are great microcosms, so to speak, or great sectors through which to teach and talk about character development principles. It's similar to sports. Somebody may not necessarily be a sports coach, or somebody may not necessarily play sports, but you can look at sports and you can gain so many different analogies from what it takes to be successful in sports. And so we just want to talk about what it takes to be successful in the world of work. And a lot of the same principles apply. However, they just may, the method in which they are carried out or practiced may change and vary a little bit. So that's what the central focus of this is going to be. So what do I want to do this morning? For those of you who might be driving, on your way to work, for those of you who might be inside your house, maybe just doing some cleaning, maybe it's inside your apartment, or maybe you're a young person and you're still at, you're still rocking out with your parents, which a lot of us have had to do as we became adults, especially in this day and age, which is the cost of living and what have you. This is for you to listen to you while you're doing your thing. Okay. So I wanted to start with kind of where did Average's failure develop out of? What does it mean, or what did it mean to me, and what does it mean for you? Okay, so understand that the reason why Average's failure was birthed was because of failures that happened in my life, which really didn't have to do with me being a bad person or a failure in the truest sense of the word, okay? And I think that's important because sometimes when people see average as failure, they're thinking that average, they're thinking about, all types of failure. But when I say average is failure, I'm talking about a very specific type of failure, okay? And this is important because there are failures that happen that are completely out of your control, okay? When things like the recession happened back in around 2007, 2008, 2009, all right? A lot of that was outside of the control of, you know, us everyday average citizens who were around at that time. And so maybe some people lost their jobs and stuff like that. And some people might look at that and consider that and say, look, they failed, okay? But that's not what we're talking about because you had no control over that. And I don't think anybody can fault you for something like that. But what we are talking about when we talk about average being failure is not the performance of other individuals and not comparing yourself to other individuals' standard of success and what they're able to accomplish, okay? This is not about a competition between you and other people. And it's a matter of a competition between the old you and the new you, okay? And why is that important? That's important because when you decide to become this new person, okay, when you decide that you are now going to live a focused life, when you decide now, we can even move it into the spiritual side of things, right? If we were talking about church, somebody might talk about the old man versus the new man. Well, anybody who has lived this life would tell you that just because you decided to become a new person doesn't mean that the old person is done with you yet, okay? And so there's this constant wrestling, and it's a lifelong battle between the person who you have chosen to become and the person that you used to be, all right? And that's really what Average's failure has been about. It's about you making sure that you're not the cause of your own failures and you're not sabotaging yourself, because the world has enough things that it wants to use to sabotage you, especially if I'm talking to my young black men, right? The world has enough traps and trappings to knock you off of your feet. And so we just want to make sure that at least if something didn't work out, it wasn't because we ourselves didn't put forth the effort that we could have to make it happen. Okay. Now, we're not God. We can't force any issues, but the least we can do is not sabotage our own selves and be able to look back and say, hey, I gave it my best shot. So that's what we're really talking about. The average is failure. When we talk about average, we're talking about mediocrity. We're talking about giving a lackadaisical effort to, and I'm not saying that, you need to go hard in every single last. There's a time for being relaxed. There's a time for kicking your feet up or what have you. But when it's time for you to put in real work and real effort, making sure that you show up and put in that work and effort. So I know I kind of went off on a tangent, but the reason why I went off on that tangent is because that is when I look back and I look over my journey, my story, when I look at where things didn't go as planned, yes, there's some things that were out of my control, but I would say that a large portion of the reason why I wasn't successful, okay, or took this long to start experiencing some more successes in my life was not because I was a bad person. Okay, that's the other flip side of this. We're not talking about being, average is failure is not for people who have been out there and really been tearing the place up, you know, in terms of, you know, out there committing crimes against humanity, out there doing other people outright dirty, stepping on other people's foot, cheating your way through life, stepping on other people on your way, trying to get to whatever it is that you want to get to. Now, we're not talking about that. But what we are talking about is simply thinking that approaching life with a mediocre effort and thinking things should just work out. And that's literally who I was. So when I was, there are three specific places that I always talk about where I experienced failure, not because I was bad, but simply because I was average. Okay. And what were some of those areas? Those areas were, first, in my school, especially my college career, you know, I didn't realize that my mediocre efforts would catch up with me. All right. I didn't realize that it wasn't enough just to pursue a C when I definitely had the ability to do A-level work. Okay. And even though I didn't give great effort in high school and in junior high school and elementary school, I was able to naturally, and hey, maybe that is the, this might be the tip of the day, but right? Pay attention to this. My problem when I was in grade school, K through 12, was that I was naturally gifted to some extent in terms of my ability to do schoolwork. Okay. And I mistook that for thinking that that was enough to get you through life. So I felt like things should just work out because I had a natural talent. I had a natural ability to understand my schoolwork. All right. And the different subjects in school. But it's not until I got to the college level where I started realizing that your natural talent isn't enough. And I literally used to say to myself that if I am able to just get a C, I should be all right. Which is crazy because within me, I had A-level effort. And especially when you think about, the being a Black man in America, C effort will rarely get you to your goal, right? Like I said before, there's enough working against you that, you know, if you're really going to give yourself a shot, you need to be at least putting forth your A-level effort in whatever worthwhile pursuits you have decided to go after. But no, I didn't do that. Instead, you know, I was in college. I was like, okay, I'm passing my classes and that should be enough. And this is the thing about it. What I didn't realize at the time is that those uncontrollable situations that I talked about before, there are still some people who were able to be successful within those times. But a lot of the reason why they might have been able to be successful is because they at least when it came, so let me give it a little bit more context and make it a little bit clearer. I graduated from college around the time that recession hit that I was talking about earlier, okay? And when the recession hit, it didn't mean that nobody was getting jobs, okay? But what it did mean is that if you were going to get a job, it's going to be because in some way, shape, or form, you've proven yourself to be the best of the best for lack of a better way of putting it, okay? Now, again, like I said, you can't control all factors. For instance, if somebody is just a beast, in the NBA, there were some people who were great NBA players that just didn't get a championship because they went up against Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan just had an extra ability that they did not have. It didn't mean that they couldn't play ball, but it just meant that Michael Jordan was there, so they just couldn't get championships because Michael Jordan was there getting championships at the time. Okay, cool. But they still were able to at least have some measure of success. But during that recession, imagine, companies were not trying to hire like that anymore. And so if somebody was going to get hired, it's probably going to be somebody who's able to show that they had an A in the, or they had a 4.0 average in the school that they graduated from, as opposed to myself with a significantly lower average at that time. Okay. And so those things are important. When you approach life, when I was approaching life with mediocre effort, okay, what I didn't realize is that I was not preparing myself for a rainy day. And rainy days come about from time to time. And you need to put in a effort, not because, even though things might look good for you right now, because you don't know when that rainy day might hit, and you will have been glad to say that I made sure to position myself in such a way to be able to compensate for this rainy day. Okay. So that's that. So again, I literally gave mediocre effort in college, and we'll dive maybe at in later stages around like what did that look like, because it didn't mean that there weren't things that I wasn't doing that were good things where I was giving effort to, but to some extent my priorities were out of line, okay, during those stages. But then the next thing that, you know, the next area where I experienced failure was in my first marriage, okay? And what I realized is I was giving mediocre effort as a husband, okay? And in relationships, it was another area where I kind of thought that things should just work out. And so I didn't have the same type of intentional approach that maybe many others have approached relationships with, you know. And the reason why I'm talking about all these things is because I know that there are a ton of other people out there who have approached their lives, their education, their relationships, business with a lack of intentionality, thinking that it should just work out. And I'm hoping that in some way, shape, or form, this will be helpful to folks to gain insights that will help them to really achieve the worthwhile goals that they have. Okay. So when it came to my, as a husband, mediocre, okay, average, which at least is one of the things that led to the failure of my first marriage, okay? And then I would say in the world of work is the next place where I had to experience failure. And I talk about these things specifically because these three things had happened within a span of just a short few years for me, all right? And rocked my world at the time. So that the next thing was in the world of work where, again, I got let go from a job. Watch this, not because of anything I had actually done at the time, okay? There was actually one of the executive managers at the company had done something which caused a lawsuit to be filed against the company, all right? It was just something, and this was like a procedural kind of thing. This was like a just for the way that the law worked around the industry that we were in, you know, there are certain things that there was, and it wasn't even anything crazy big or anything like that, but it still wasn't the right way to handle the situation. And so the company had to pay out a lawsuit, and lo and behold, instead of that person getting fired, the company chose to let go of a couple of us beginning level supervisors and managers. Okay. About six of us. Now watch this. I had to ask myself, if I was really bringing value to that company and was really bringing forth an effort, some next level effort, would I have gotten let go? Now, I don't know, you know, I can't know for sure the answer to that question. But what I can say is maybe I could have given myself a better chance not to have been one of the people that lost my job that day. All right. Maybe if I had gone a little bit harder, maybe if they saw me as somebody who was just indispensable because of the value that I was bringing to the company, then, you know, they would have said, hey, and in spite of whatever lawsuit comes, we got to make sure that we keep Vaughn on the team. All right. But at that time, that wasn't my mindset. Okay. And so in three areas, y'all, my mediocrity, my lack of intentionality played in three ways where I just thought my natural ability should get me through, are three places where I experienced some of the biggest failures in my life. Okay. Now, it doesn't end there. And the reason why I'm even starting this is because I've seen now what it looks like when you're intentional about putting your best foot forward. Okay. I've seen now what it looks like when you decided to stop sabotaging your own self by giving a minimal effort. And I've seen not only how it affects you, but I've seen how it affects the people around you, how it lifts them up, how it takes them to another level, how it brings more opportunity for them, how it sparks ideas in them, okay? So this isn't just all about you, because in some way, shape, or form, you are also an example to somebody who's looking at you, even though you may not know that they're looking at you. Okay. I know a lot of people in the world talk about, you know, just do it just for you. And there should be some aspect of you doing work that fulfills you, but it's not just about fulfilling you. Okay. Because some of you may not be parents yet, or you might be, maybe you are a parent, but just haven't thought about it. But, you know, anybody who's a parent knows that some of the decisions that you've made as a young adult, some of the decisions that you may even have made as a teenager, a college student, or what have you, will actually affect in some way, shape, or form your child. Okay. It will affect to some extent your parents. It will affect to some extent the spouse that you have to, you know, that you live with, that you find with and connect with and begin building a life together. Okay. Our decisions affect us and others. And so the decision to be mediocre also has an effect. All right. Also can potentially add stresses to other people's lives. So I want to get ready to wrap this up. So as we move forward with this whole averages failure podcast, well, the Believe in Hustle podcast through the averages failure brand, okay? What we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk a little bit about this, you know, more about the story, and maybe we'll even get into other people's stories or what have you. But I really also want to be able to get tactical with you all and share insights and steps, tips, tricks that'll be helpful for you as you pursue, you know, again, your worthwhile goals. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, what does it look like to, what do you need in order to pursue the career that you want? You might have a job that you're looking to get into. How do you approach, how do you stop approaching your job interviews with mediocrity? What does a great job interview look like? What does a good a great resume look like? Okay. Character development. You know, what does it look like to live your life with character? Okay. Business, we might even talk about. What are some tips and tricks? A lot of people nowadays are starting side hustles or what have you. What are some of the things that you need to consider if you're going to do it and really put your best foot forward with it? Okay. We're going to talk about some of those things. So I'm going to leave it there for today. All right. And we're going to keep on pushing forward. Please, if you listen to this, if you have some topics that you want to share, either email me at averagesfailure@gmail.com or find me on Instagram at averagesfailure. Okay. And let's do this thing. So average is failure. Don't cheat yourself, y'all. Okay? Don't cheat yourself. Let's make it happen. Again, if you're interested in some of the things that we're going to be doing, connect with us on those platforms because I think we have some nice things that you all will appreciate coming up. All right? Well, that's it for me, y'all. I'm out of here. May you all have a blessed week until I speak with you all again. Peace. As always, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Belief and Hustle. Remember, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream. Peace.